Hey, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com, and I'm going to do a, you know, a casual little Saturday show here because I had a breakthrough around something, an insight, and I was like, I got to share this because I'm probably not the only one, and I think it'll really help you in your manifestation journey and your healing journey specifically. As you heal the energy within you, you will start to create a different reality for yourself. And I think this can be a key in helping you to do that healing with greater ease. I definitely, you know, that is my thing, is ease. How do we make it easier, right? Why does it need to be arduous, even if it is a trauma, right? And so hopefully this will be beneficial to you. In case you're new to my program, I am Amy. I'm an intuitive and a coach. I help people do really extraordinary things in their life, break through, accomplish, overcome, specifically something that's been eluding them for some time. So if there's something you've been really wanting and you feel like you've taken a lot of courses and you've done the work and you're doing everything that you know to do to manifest this desire, whether it be, starting a business, romantic partnership, losing weight, whatever it is, I can help you heal. I can help you break through. I can help you transcend the limitations currently that exist in your reality. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Pay attention to the massive result intuitive coaching package, as well as I have a program coming up for March for Impasse. It's a group coaching program. We're highly sensitive people, can talk about being highly sensitive, and I will give you tips and guidance and support to help you navigate the human experience as a highly sensitive person, and to do that with ease, which I love, grace, and using your superpower. Sometimes just by the very nature of being highly sensitive, we disconnect from this wonderful gift that we've been given. So information for that can be found, again, my website, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Okay, so this little piece of wisdom. I said this on the program a couple of shows ago. I had clearly identified I was in a energetic pattern, which means in my world and in what I believe to be true, and energetic patterns exist. And they show up to teach us something about ourselves. So if you're finding that you're, you know, in my case, I was talking about men. I kept attracting the same type of man. Like when I say to you, like so similar. And granted, like I have a type clearly, but this was outside of my type. It looked like my type, but like as I delved into it, I realized like, no, it's not my type, right? And so I was like, what's going on? Because it looks like my type, but in the inside, it's not my type at all. Like, but the similarities between what these men enjoyed, what their preferences were, what their focus was in life was just astounding how similar they all were. So I don't take that as like, oh, wow, there's a lot of men like this in the world. No, I take it as I'm broadcasting a frequency that makes me receptive to this type of man. And I talked to you about that here on the program, and I had to clean it up, and I was doing the cleanup on it, and I was looking at the types of men I was attracting. I was like, okay, where is this energy being mirrored back? And so I was looking at the masculine and the feminine. I was looking at alpha men versus beta men. And I was doing all this research and I was like, okay, do I need to shift? I'm now in my own place after, you know, what I call among my friends being on the road for 2 years, kind of bounced around different places. And my approach to business is even different. And like, it's definitely a more masculine energy that I embody. And so when I'm working, right. And when, and I'm balancing like that natural housewife in me with, you know, this woman who runs two businesses and takes that, you know, to heart. Like it matters to me. It is who I am. And so I was like, wait a minute, is it that? Am I masculine energy too much? Like, okay, what do I need to shift? And I was like, I am who I am. And I was really like struggling with it. I'm telling you all of this, not that any of this is really valuable information, right? In terms of like, oh, masculine, feminine. No, I'm really not that ascribed to masculine, feminine, but I definitely am aware of it. And I know what energy I like to be in. It's not something, I know there are teachers out there who really emphasize the divine feminine. Clearly I'm not. Like, I get that there's a mixed bag and you have to go with where you were drawn, right? And so clearly these men weren't where I was drawn. And my reaction to them was so similar that like I would engage them, I'd talk to them, and they were, you know, they seemed like good people. The conversation was good. And I would always hit a point where I'm always kind of turned up, and I think I like to attract, and I like to be in the energy of attraction. And so, but I found myself turning the dial off. Like it was, and it wasn't even like I was consciously turning it off. It was like nothing in me was turning it on, which was weird because I always thought it was on. Like I didn't realize, like, so obviously there was something that wasn't attractive, right? And so, but, you know, again, I'm just giving you the backstory. Here's the juicy part. So I'm talking to my dear ex-husband, who's my dearest friend, truly my dearest friend. And I'm telling him this story. I'm like, Matt, you know, I've been going through it. And I was like, I've been working on like, am I embodying too much feminine energy? It's this and that. And I was like researching, you know, alpha men versus beta men. And maybe I'm putting out a signal where I get, you know, a more beta man and what, you know, this and that. And he's like, well, tell me about these guys. And I was like, all right. So I started telling him about them. And he's like, I know what's going on. After I've gone off, right? And I've spent days like pondering this and like listening to teachers on, you know, on dating and relationships and embodying the masculine, the feminine, the difference between men and women. And he's like, I know what's going on. And it's like, okay. He's like, all these dudes are weak. And I was like, oh. He's like, yeah. He's like, it doesn't have anything to do with alpha or beta or masculine or feminine. These are just weak-ass dudes. And he said something a little more graphic as well. And I'm like, what? He's like, yeah, it's just like, you know, a weak person versus a strong person. And weak people exist and they call themselves nice people, but they still act out of their weakness. And I was like, what? Oh. This is where I get really excited because I'm like, oh, I'm broadcasting a signal that is drawing in unhealed, weak, his more graphic terminology. I was like, oh. So in that moment, it was like light bulbs. So then I knew. So the reflection back was weak. And so I was like, okay, where am I broadcasting a signal of weakness, right? And I realized as I sat back and looked at all of these men and how they even showed up in my world, in my frequency, because you always have to give, you know, we give things permission to show up, right? Whether we want to acknowledge it or not. And so what I realized was I had given these guys permission to show up because I wasn't sticking to my list, right? I just gave you a whole lengthy show about stick to your list. Stick to your list. Make the list. 15 qualities you want in a mate, 15 qualities you want in a relationship, 15 deal breakers, and stick to the list, right? And if you need to make the list a little bit smaller, make it smaller. I used to have people do 8. I called it the magical 8. And then as I was researching Manifest Love in 8 weeks, I realized like, okay, maybe people need a little more room. So 15. So I sat back and I went through the list of guys, like, and it was like six guys back to back, very similar dispositions, very similar preferences, even very similar ways of relating to me. And so I was like, okay, how did all these guys actually show up? And I'm like, oh, that guy wasn't in the list. He was outside the list. That guy was outside the list. That guy was outside the list. That guy's outside the list. That guy was outside the list. This guy was outside the list. Some guys were outside the list and they showed up. And maybe, like, I had one guy who his age, he was older than what he put on his profile. And he's like, he said it was like an algorithm thing and he just aged himself down for the sake of the app. And I'm like, I have like really hard limits set on my age range. And it's like checked as a deal breaker for me. So the algorithm picks up that like, I don't want people outside of this, right? And so that's how he was able to bypass that barrier, right? Like, so I went back and I looked at all of these guys and you know, that guy told me that in our first conversation, he's like, I recognize that, you know, he was very straightforward about it. And, but that was my opportunity to say like, no, you know, I really want this. Right. But he didn't. And I, you know, continued the conversation. And I kept wondering why it's off. And it's not just an age thing. It's an energy, right? Like I believe, there's an energy attached to your generation. There's an energy attached to the year that you were born. And I am most interested in people's energy, right? And so as I was looking back at all of these guys and how I was being weak and holding firm to my own dating boundaries. So, of course, I'm broadcasting the signal of weak, and I get what Matt called these weak-ass dudes. And I was like, holy shit. That was, like, I was making it so much more complicated. And that's the whole purpose of this podcast, to say to you, is, like, sometimes we are making our healing journey so much more complicated, right? Like, the mirror is literal, right? Like, it. But we, you know, we have to find that reflection point. And it didn't have anything to do with masculine, feminine. It didn't have anything to do with beta versus alpha. It didn't have anything to do with all that stuff. It was just, I was broadcasting a weakness around holding firm to my boundaries. So I was getting these people who are outside of my boundaries who were weak, right? According to Matt. They probably don't think they're weak at all. But the energy when I was around them, I didn't always, like, in my interactions, feel totally safe. So I exited all of them. Like, I was like, no, this isn't the right fit. This isn't the right fit. But it was because I wasn't holding firm to my boundary. And of course I wouldn't be attracted to them, right? Because I have built this list that I know for sure after all these years on the planet, all these years being connected to men romantically, I'm very clear on what I'm attracted to and what I'm not, right? And so I was being weak with sticking to my list. And if I had just been consistent and strong, which if you are a longtime listener and you're a longtime follower of me, I'm no longer doing them, but I had done a month by month intuitive reading for myself for 2021. And it's very, the way I do it for myself was different than I did for clients. But my message, my prescriptive message for for February was be strong. Right? This is what I needed to do. The prescriptive message is always what I need to do. And the predictive message was tranquility. And so instantly I felt it once, like, I connected those dots that were so much more easy to connect, right? Like, and I do believe that spirit speaks to us through anybody, if we're open and receptive to it, right? If we can tap into the energy of the message, spirit's going to speak to us, right? And so I realized that Spirit was speaking through Matt in that moment because I had been praying about it. I was like, what's going on? What do I need to shift? Like, you know, I really thought like I was going to have to do a deep dive on the way I approach life and like, am I in feminine? And I'm like, I'm not even into that much. Like I get it and I honor it and I honor those messages, but it's not something that like I'm super, you know, flowy into that feminine, masculine energy vibe. Like I'm very aware of it as intellectually, but it's just not my jam, right? Like I do spirituality in a different way and I connect to God as a universal masculine feminine energy, and sometimes I'll say he and they and them, but it's not I'm not super focused on like goddess and divine feminine, even though I love goddess energy. I love all spiritual beings, so it's not just I'm drawn to just feminine energy. So I share that with you because it didn't make sense in my like philosophy that all of a sudden like I would have to go and do all this healing work around feminine energy, right? And so sometimes we make shit too hard for ourselves in the healing process when the answer is right in front of us. And even if we can't see it, if we're praying about it, God's going to give us the message until we get it. And so mine came through Matt telling me, he's like, yeah, this is what you're dealing with, Amy. And then it helped me see that, oh, none of these guys would have shown up in my experience if I had stuck to my list. So I share this with you because the mirror that you need to see that exists in your life, what's going on inside of you will be reflected in your physical reality. You'll be manifested. It's not really that all that hard to read, right? God wouldn't make all this really complicated and coded. I think if anything, the devil would do that. Like the devil in the thought of like lower vibrational energy. I don't think there is a literal devil. I do think there is a gorgeous Lucifer TV show, but I think that there is a negative energy. I do think that there are negative entities that thrive on negativity. But if we're going to use that, you know, very easy to understand perspective, the devil would tell me some bullshit like that. Like, okay, you got to go and work on your feminine energy. Like, I'm like, that's not even what I'm subscribed to, but I was doing it. Like I spent hours like listening to stuff and like doing, you know, journaling on like, how can I be more in my receptive feminine energy so I can attract a different type of man? No, the way I attract a different type of man is stick to the list, right? Because it came from me. The desires of my heart are of God. It was intuitively inspired. So if I stick to my list, that's how I just got a sign. I love signs. I wish everybody had, I want everybody in the world to have their signs to know that they're on the right track. Like just start building your language. You will figure it out as you go. But, I love it when Spirit shows up. So if we just stick to what we already know to be true, it can save us a lot of heartache. It can save us a lot of unnecessary healing work. It can save you a workshop you don't need to be in. Yeah. Heal. I'm definitely saying do the work to heal, but it's far easier than you think. And I like, it was just a click. I was like, oh, I know what's going on here. Okay, just stop doing that, right? Date on the list, Amy. Stick to the list. And I will say this, I'll end here. As I'm swiping, now that I am deeply committed to sticking with the list, I'm not seeing a whole lot. And it's having me confront, do I really believe that this man is out there? Like, I know there are an abundance of men. I know there are an abundance of great men because I'm a great person. I'm going to attract great people. Doesn't mean they're going to be the right fit for me. And it doesn't mean it's going to be a romantic connection, right? Like a long-term romantic connection. And so I had to really like go back to my fundamentals and say, yes, I believe there are an abundance of men out there that meet the specifications that match my list. And it was a recommitment, because once you decide, once you lock into that, then you open the doors to that coming to you. But if you're kind of standing in the middle, and I didn't even realize I was standing in the middle, I just thought, well, you know, they're in the realm of my type. And I've talked about this on the program. So, but as I'm narrowing it down to who I actually want to spend my life and time and breath and energy with, yeah, I'm recognizing stick to the fucking list. And will I have to retrain myself? Yeah, I have to retrain myself to, Amy, if one thing's off on the list, it doesn't work. And in that, like, I'm clear that there's hints of wiggle room. And I say that to my highly sensitive overfeeling people, the overfeeling part of you that's like, well, they're a human and maybe not everything's a match, but they have a good heart. Like, yes. So, but it's a hint that might not be a total match. It's like just a dash, right? It's not half of them is not the right match, or most of them is not the right match, right? And so in that, I'm retraining myself to only swipe on people that match the list, in the initial stages, I'm not seeing a whole lot. But my spirit guides were like, well, your frequency is still low because I have to fully, completely commit to this belief. Now, yeah, I think that's how I want to say it. Yeah, because there's so much more that we can lean into this, but I think that's the fundamentals. Is this isn't just a show about dating. It's sticking to what you want and having faith in it. That's how you start to draw it to you, is when you have faith that you can in fact have what you want. And initially, when you make the shift to recommit to what you actually want in the beginning stages, your faith is still going to be a bit low, but stick with it, right? And then signs and symbols will start to show up that'll show you that in fact you were totally and completely on the right track. And just because you are uniquely you does not mean that it's a whole healing you have to go through, right? Like I don't think I am now of the belief that, like, yes, healing needs to happen, absolutely, but I don't think it needs to be this long, arduous process, because that puts you in the realm of being broken. And the way I was approaching why these guys were showing up, right, I knew it was an opportunity for me to heal, was from the place of still believing I was a bit broken, right? Like, oh, I don't do being a woman in partnership, you know, well enough. Like, that's so bullshit. Like, I'm amazing. And so once I got over that and got really clear, like, oh, that's just a, you know, I just have to shift my approach. It's just, do you see how we're not as far from the things that we want as we think? But that was a distinctive shift I had to make, right? And it goes for anything in your life, whether it could be that you're like earning money in your business and it's a distinctive shift you have to make, but the shift is not nearly as challenging and complicated and requires you to suddenly be a different human than you are. It's just a shift in focus. I'll give you this little piece and I'll go. I was talking to a client this week and she was really having trouble letting go of a relationship that wasn't serving her. And the message spirit gave to me to give to her, they had never done it this way, and spirit does I have brunch coming. Have you heard my phone? Spirit does speak very specifically through me for whoever I'm speaking to. And so the message that they gave, they told me to tell her to shift her body to the left. Like, actually, you know, if she's sitting down, turn her body and face the other wall. If she's facing one wall, face another wall. And that was what she needed to transition out of this relationship, was that she had to shift her focus away from that thing, right? And essentially, it's like a pivot, and face what she wants. Like, instead of like focusing all her energy on this relationship that's not serving her, to focus all of her energy on being in a relationship that does serve her. And because one of the things she was struggling with was like that shift, like, how do I make that shift without somebody getting hurt and like this and that? And my spirit guides were like, you know, most people would think, or the way you could perceive it is, oh, you know, I have to break up with that person and then I have to heal from it. And then, you know, I have to go within and do this deep soul work and then recommit to being in partnership. And what spirit's showing me is that might be necessary for some, but for most of us who are on the journey, and this is clearly a client who's on the journey, it's really just a recommitment to what we want and letting go of whatever behavior, which is connected, all our behaviors are always circled back to a belief that is keeping us from what we want. And it's just a shift, right? It's not a big, overwhelming, life-changing, come to Jesus moment. It's just, oh, that's not in alignment with what I want. Let me focus on what I want and stay committed there. It's just a shift. It's not a deep dive. Though, in that process, you know, as I've shared with you, I realized, oh, I did have some limitations. I did have some wonky beliefs around the dating process. I did, because the man that I want is really extraordinary. And I have to realize that I want an extraordinary man because I'm extraordinary. And so, why settle? And a part of me being extraordinary is that I know how not to settle, and I know how to use the tools that I've created and to stay grounded in the process and not bounce out if I'm not seeing instant results, that allowing spirit to work behind the scenes and I keep showing up and keep doing my part, and then it all works. I'm Amy of intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. In review, your healing doesn't need to be as nearly as complicated as you think. It's usually just one subtle shift that you already know you need to be doing anyway. Spirit's going to get your attention no matter what, even through having a conversation with your ex-husband. And if you're receptive to it and you're open to it and you're praying for it, it's going to make instant sense what you need to do to get what you want. And it's never going to require that you suddenly reinvent who you are, ever. Yeah. Thank you for listening to this program. I am Amy of intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. If you're looking for a coach, I would love to support you. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Pay extra close attention to the Massive Result Intuitive Coaching Package, as well as the group Intuitive Coaching Program for March. And as long as people keep signing up, every month I'm going to tune in and create a new program. An affordable program where you can come together with other like-minded people. And for March, it's on impasse and bringing highly sensitive people together. So if you are interested in that, again, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. I am on Instagram at Amy Yancey. So please, please follow me and sign up for my newsletter. Information on how to do that is on the front page of my website. And if you sign up every week, you will get 2 intuitive messages from me. As a matter of fact, I'm going to get off this podcast and do the message for Saturday. And until next time, take care of yourself.